Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Live Talk Free. The telephone number here. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll be getting to those just here in a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
Nikki, you have something you wanted to share about midwifery and a bill out of New Hampshire?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So it is House Bill 1061, and it is going to be brought to the committee on January 20th at 1 p.m. So that is right before the New Hampshire Independence Bill is going to be brought in front of.
4 days, so Thursday?
So, yes, on Thursday, and it's going to be in Concord at the Legislature Office Building, I believe it's called.
Yes.
Yes, so that's where they do things like this. But this bill in particular will make it so the Midwifery Council is an advisory board to the Executive Director of the Office of Professional Legislature and Certification. So as of right now, the Midwifery Council has control over all things midwifery in the state of New Hampshire.
Ew.
So that would be, I know, it's not great, but it would be even worse if the OPLC had control of it, because this person knows absolutely nothing about midwifery, and this bill would also put, so right now the council is compromised of midwives.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right? Because they know about midwifery. It would make it so, I think it was 3 midwives, but they are just an advisory board. They have no say in anything. And the people that would have the say is the OPLC, and I think it's 1 obstetrician and then 1 pediatrician.
Wow, so they're trying to take the, I see.
So they're trying to kind of take over midwifery, and the OPLC was like, no, guys, don't worry. I'm not trying to get rid of home birth. I'm not trying to get rid of midwifery. Regardless, how would she have our best interest in mind, not only midwives? I mean, this is a women's issue. This is a home birth issue. And this is a freedom issue, because women and their families and their children deserve the right to give birth in the comfort of their own home with the health care providers that they would like to.
Yes, of their choice.
Of their choice.
Yeah.
If you want to give birth in the hospital, that's up to you. But a lot of women have had very, very bad experiences in hospitals. And a lot of women feel much safer with midwives in the comfort of their own home. So I think this bill would be very, very bad. I mean, well, there's a lot of things I would change about the midwifery and home birth laws in the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But this bill is going in the complete wrong direction. So what I suggest people do, you can go to openstates.org and find this bill, find the sponsors of this bill, maybe email them, call them, reach out to them, tell them that you do not support this bill and you think it's a bad idea. Reach out to your local reps and come on January the 20th, come to Concord and show your support of midwifery, of women, and of freedom. So I think it's really important that we have a big showing. And it's right before the New Hampshire Independence Bill, so you should be in Concord that day anyways.
Yeah, if you're in New Hampshire, make the journey.
Yeah, for both of these things. Both of these things are very, very important. You know, the first one, you're showing that you're not in support of it. The second one, you're showing that you're in support of it. So, I mean, if that's your philosophy.
Some changes should be made, some should not.
Exactly.
It's an interesting illustration, too, of something I refer to frequently, which is people, in general, refer to these politicians as leaders. I say that it is far better to have somebody if you're going to consider them a leader, and I'm not saying politicians are, but it's far better to have somebody in your leadership position with experience in the industry at question.
Yes.
We're talking leadership, not, you know, directorship, not dictatorships, right? Whereas if you're going to put somebody in that position without experience in that field, in this case midwifery, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, if you're not a midwife and you've never been a midwife, why are you telling midwives what they should do?
Yeah, that's
why,
a great
why
question.
Why would I put a nuclear engineer in charge of a football team?
So if...
Or a coach in charge of a nuclear power plant.
Exactly.
Right, yes.
So what I would like to see done, which, you know, is going to take some time to formulate, but I think that we should get rid of the council altogether. We should get rid of licensure of midwives in the state of New Hampshire. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we should make it more like Massachusetts, where there's no licensure, where there are no regulations regarding, or very minimal regulations regarding home birth, and that women have the freedom to have the birth that they desire with the healthcare professional that they desire, and there are no hurdles for anyone to jump over to achieve that goal.
The government should have no hand in any of this.
Exactly, and it's embarrassing that Massachusetts is putting New Hampshire to shame as far as these regulations go. Like, it really is. In Massachusetts, there is so much more freedom regarding midwifery and home birth, and that's embarrassing.
Yeah, especially for the live free or die.
Yeah,
state.
You should be embarrassed, New Hampshire, and let's do something about it. So,
agreed. We've got calls to get to. Let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Lately, I got magazines from different places advertising hearing aids for several hundred dollars, and a few months ago I went to three different hearing aid places here in Albuquerque because I'm losing some of my hearing from Vietnam combat. And I got quoted three different prices between $3,200 and $3,500. And I'm wondering if there's other states that have hearing aid companies within those states that are apparently price gouging people that need hearing aids, because these magazines seem to be reputable companies, and also their prices are published in these magazines, and I'm wondering if other states are suffering from price gouging from hearing aid companies in those states, or if they're being price gouged for other products also.
That's interesting, because at some point I think I myself will probably require a hearing aid. I have some hearing loss because, well, I was a musician for 20 years in loud heavy metal bands. And so I have to turn up my volume here in the headphones more so than, well, anybody else who sits down at the chair. So I don't really have a grip on the hearing aid industry. As far as price gouging is concerned, generally I've found that price gouging, when people claim it, is a result of a manufactured shortage.
Yeah, what I'd say is happening here is that a lot of people get their hearing aids supplied for them by their medical insurance. And since they're not actually paying for it themselves, then the hearing aid companies have gotten used to not having to compete on pricing. I mean, the same thing happens with a lot of medical stuff, is that, I mean, if you can even get a price, it's completely inconsistent from one place to another, and usually way higher than it needs to be, because it's not something that people are used to bargaining down.
Because insurance covers it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Nikki? No thoughts?
No thoughts.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Richard.
Yeah, this is just one of the rare things where it's not always covered, but frequently is covered by insurance.
Yeah, I know that, like, folks who have to get these hover rounds to get get around mobility, scooters, that type of thing. When their insurance pays for it, nothing kind of comes out of their pocket. They don't really know. When they have to go buy it out on the free market themselves, sticker shock, because they had no idea how much like it was to actually buy one of these out of pocket. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. More of your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Big Liz Mountain Mayor,
and Nikki.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of which are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every archive that you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. So please visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. All right, going right back to the phones and your thoughts. We've got, I believe this is Olivia in Arizona.
This is nope. Robert in...
Robert in South Carolina. Go ahead, Robert. Sorry, my bad.
Yes. I just wanted to go back to your question about, you know, the different systems, communism, socialism, and capitalism. And actually, I lived in Germany most recently for about 20 years until I moved here to Charleston, South Carolina, about almost 17 years ago.
Okay.
And we had a system in Germany whereby we had a combination of all three. Actually, we have that here as well, but they're just a little bit differently adjusted. For example, we have the church, for example, the Catholic Church, which is actually an independent country. It's called the Vatican, and it's a communistic system. It's, I think, the oldest government in the world right now. And so it does show that that does work.
And well, religion absolutely is the oldest government in the world, but go on.
Okay, then we have socialism. Germany operates under what it calls itself democratic socialism, Sozialdemokratie, to be exact, is what Angela Merkel refers to as, and she's very proud of it, by the way. And it seems to work very well. Everybody seems to be very happy with it. And then, of course, the next system would be, for example, free market economy without too many restrictions, which Germany also operates under. For example, 70% of Germany's wealth is created by international business, which is capital.
Well, I'll stop you right there, David. You understand that you cannot have a free market economy with any restrictions. Anything that restricts the free market economy makes it no longer a free market economy.
Well, for example, the three largest car companies in Germany, which would be Daimler, BMW, and Volkswagen,
mm-hmm.
they operate rather independently, and they're very, very careful about that. I have personal experience with one of those car companies, and I went to another car company that offered me some work, and I showed up, and actually it was in Leipzig, the interview, and the guy asked me, he said, do you work for any, have anything to do with any of the other two car companies? And I said, actually, yes. So he said, he was shocked. So he said, okay, well, let me see what you're doing. So I pulled out the papers just to show him that I really was. And I pulled out the shell for one of the cars manufactured by another car company. He just looked at it for a second to make sure it was legit, and he handed it back to me as if he had just seen a ghost, and he said, I'm sorry, we can't use me. I'll have my chauffeur bring you back to
right.
to the
Right. They have each of these companies has, yeah, non-competition.
Yeah, that's what's called a regulated market, which is in direct contradistinction from a free market.
Well, I thought it would be a free market because, I mean, they're, for example, the other thing is like the workers of those three companies, they call themselves Kollegen, they socialize together, but they're very careful about what they say. And my grandfather, he said to me, okay, Bamberger's associates surely with Macy's, but they don't tell their corporate secrets. They know exactly how far to go and exactly how far not to go with regard to what they talk about and the particular aspects of, you know, what they're
trying to do. Even in the most socialized thing, you can still have competition. I mean, there is some level of competition between Marines and Army people, even though they do basically the same job. I mean, with some differences, they can still compete against each other in the most socialized of environment.
But neither of those environments are free market environments.
Well,
Do you understand, David, that a free market needs to be without regulation, without restriction?
I see. Okay. All right. Well, right. In that case, it's a relatively free market. I mean, there's certain built-in limitations, and they all understand exactly what those limitations are.
It's similar to the United States. The United States does not have a free market, contrary to popular opinion. People oftentimes conflate a free market with what the United States has. The United States has, I'm going to call it a crony corporatist market system, right? It sort of resembles loosely, maybe not even so loosely, a free market, but only if you can afford to pay for the lawyers to make it illegal, and then for the lobbyists to make sure that competition doesn't come and bite you in the ass.
Well, wouldn't you want a free market competitive system? Otherwise, there would be no impetus for society
to make progress. I would love for there to be an actual free market, but currently the only free market in existence is what's known as the black market.
I see. I got the impression that the black market was kind of illegal.
It is, but it's also free.
Yeah, I mean, what is legal is whatever a government determines to be legal. It doesn't matter if it is a good thing or an evil thing. It matters what that government determines. Now, I really did want to pry as far as the communist system that apparently exists in Germany. Like, I mean, I do get that Vatican City is its own country.
A sovereign entity.
Yeah, it's a very strange country, too, because it's a monarchy, oddly enough, but not in the traditional sense where you have, like, you know, children and what have you. But what does the Catholic Church have to do with the governing of Germany?
Yeah, good question. Dave?
Well, it has a lot going on in Germany. It's one of the two major religions in Germany. Judaism is also exists there, and so also does Islam. But Catholicism and Lutheranism are the two main religions. They used to be the ones also, by the way, or if you lived there, they would ask you until the year 2000 or so, or 2002.
But it doesn't wield any force there, right?
It has operations there, charitable operations there. It conducts church services, and people go to meetings and talk about their Catholic religion.
I think we get it, Robert. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The gunman had entered the synagogue and taken four individuals hostage.
Hostages rescued from inside a Texas synagogue after a standoff that lasted nearly 12 hours late into Saturday. Police Chief Michael Miller of Colleyville, just northeast of Fort Worth, saying police brought in crisis negotiators to negotiate with the suspect.
He did release one hostage in the middle of the incident. That hostage was not harmed.
Authorities identifying the suspect as a 44-year-old British national, Malik Faisal Akram. He was shot and killed after the last of the hostages got out. Snow, ice, and strong winds hitting the southeastern United States on Sunday, knocking out power and turning roads into sheets of ice. More than 2,800 flights canceled Sunday. This is USA Radio News. Sunday NFL wildcard action saw the 49ers head into Dallas and win 23-17 over the Cowboys. The Buccaneers take care of business at home over the Eagles 31-15. And in Sunday night football, the Chiefs hosting the Steelers. Monday night, it will be the Rams and Cardinals. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia Sunday after losing a bid to stay in the country to defend his Australian Open title, choosing not to be vaccinated. The COVID-19 vaccine now mandated for shoppers and diners 12 and older in the nation's capital. The rule went into effect over the weekend after Mayor Muriel Bowser's executive orders last month, forcing people in indoor venues to prove they are vaccinated. A man has been arrested after apparently pushing a woman to her death in front of a subway train at the Times Square station. The woman was waiting for a train when she was apparently shoved by the man unprovoked. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Eagles Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
I want to take a minute and say thank you to Barry Swenson. Barry Swenson is a silver level amplifier. And you can find out more about the amplifier program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's somebody who contributes some amount of money per month. In this case, the silver level, I believe, is $5. That's all we ask. You can contribute more. There's different levels. You can find them out over at amps.freetalklive.com. This money goes to advertise, market, promote, and support. The long way of saying get us on more radio stations, basically. More outlets, get this show to be more popular than it currently is. We're on somewhere around 180 or so, maybe close to 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 stations it's really all up to you. If you enjoy the content that we provide, the hosts and co-hosts that we have, the perspective of freedom, peace, and liberty, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some little perks for becoming an amplifier, such as the amp-only podcast, but that's not the real reason to join. The real reason is to support probably one of the only nationally syndicated talk radio call-in programs about freedom, and that, to me, is a good reason. Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Barry Swenson. We appreciate you. Let's go ahead and go to your calls and thoughts. We have Olivia. Thanks for holding, Olivia. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the letter that took, 76 years to get delivered?
76 years. We were, during the break, we were lamenting, where was this letter? The only thing that my imagination could come up with was that there's some sort of postal equipment that over the years had to be changed out. And somehow this letter, like, fell into, you know, a crack of this old postal equipment. They moved it into a room or storage somewhere and replaced it with new equipment. And then years later, they're like, oh, we should get rid of this old equipment, recycle it, whatever it is. And when they went to move it, this letter fell out. And, you know, somebody was like, whoa, well, here, you guys should probably deliver this.
Yeah, that is our least sci-fi explanation for this.
What do you think?
I have three things to say about that, but then I really, really want to address the midwifery thing,
okay,
too. So the first thing, actually, it was in September of 2020 in Michigan, they had a postcard that was delivered 100 years. It was 100 years exactly, 100 years late. What they think happened with that was that you can find and buy old postcards in, like, garage sales and antique shops. So they think somebody found one and as a joke put it in the mail slot to see what would happen, and it got delivered. So
that is that's a really interesting theory. Like, maybe it got misdelivered and, you know, somebody died. And somebody went through the deceased person's belongings and was like, what's this letter? It's not even addressed. We should drop this back in the mail. Interesting. Go ahead, Olivia.
It could. And the two other things I wanted to say about that was, when I was mailing things in October, and they kept pushing me to, like, they were like, oh, for 50 cents more, you could get this air mailed. And I'm like, I've needed to mail this for months, so I'm not going to pay more now. Like, and a few days later, I read that contractors who are unloading the airplanes, not the ground mail, which is what I sent mine by, but the airplane contractors, they contract out. And they were stealing thousands and thousands of pieces of mail in Texas. And they finally got caught with, like, a storage unit full of stolen mail. But I was so glad I didn't pay 50 cents extra to get my mail stolen.
Right?
Oh, really? For real?
And the other thing I wanted to say about the post office is I really love the post office. Like, I love the experience of buying stamps. I love, like, I've always had a nice mail lady deliver my mail. Like, I love everything about it. I think that just goes to show that you can be a libertarian and say that the government is not, you can like some part of a government service, but you can say it's not worth
it. Well, it's not that these services aren't essential. I mean, that's exactly my problem with them, is that these are really important things, and we just shouldn't trust it to a coercive monopoly to perform.
I also want to say my mother is a libertarian, and she's a mail carrier, so.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, interesting. I don't disagree, Olivia. Yes, there are services that government provides. Right? This is a true statement. They do provide services. The problem is, for me, they provide them at behest of a gun. Right? That is to say that if I want to start a competing service with, say, the post office, they won't let me. They will come to my place of business with guns, shut me down. If I resist that, they will throw me in a cage. And if I resist that, they purport the authority to kill me just because I think I can deliver letters better than they can.
And it's always worth remembering that, unlike other forms of service, you can't fire them. I mean,
yeah.
It's not that I don't want defense services. Defense services are incredibly important.
Yes.
You know, I mean, policing, military, these
roads.
Are important services.
Yes.
Yeah, the roads, these are great services. They're terribly important. I just want to be able to fire one company and go to another company because they did it better.
Right.
Could I address the midwifery issue?
Yes, please do.
It's not really about midwifery necessarily, but I was reading about in the 1970s there were women's groups, especially in California, and they would do something really cool called menstrual extraction using a simple, it was a really simple device. Once a month, you could have your period for one day. They would just suck out the contents once a month, and it was something that you would like have. It was like a friends group. It wasn't like a medical group. So you, like a I don't know if it was a doula or not, but they would show women how to do this, and they would like do this as like a service to their friends. And I just think that would be super awesome if that came back, not only because, you know, periods are really painful, but also because abortions are getting more and more regulated. And that would be a way to catch it early without anyone even knowing. Like in Bangladesh, that's what they use. They just don't take a pregnancy test. And if you just don't want to get pregnant, that way you know, you don't ask, don't tell. So I just thought that was really interesting. I wish someone would bring back menstrual extraction.
So I don't want to get like super midwifey on everybody and like rant about this, but there are several reasons why having a menstrual cycle is really good. And people talk about, like, painful periods and stuff all the time, and really, they're not supposed to be painful and uncomfortable. It's really due to hormonal imbalances in the body. And so I don't necessarily think that that would be a good thing, because I think it would be messing with hormones and messing with the normal bodily cycles and functions that women must have to keep their hormones stable and to, which in turn, you know, interact with all of our other body systems. So I'm not sure if that would, I don't know enough about it, because this is you telling me to, telling us this is the first time I've ever heard about it. So I would need to do more research into it, but just off the hand, like what I know about women's health, I'm not sure if that would be an entirely beneficial thing.
I do think that women getting together who know each other, you know, is always a benefit regardless of the circumstance,
yeah.
Particularly for something that affects women,
yeah.
Specifically women. There's a camaraderie that can be developed around that, and knowledge can be passed from person to person that other people may not have, you know, younger to older and that kind of a thing. You don't learn everything from your parental units that you should, and, you know, it's... You can get that from that type of a group. And Olivia, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio. The final segment of Free Talk Live is coming up. We've got time to get you on the air if you call now. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I am the captain, aren't I?
Ahoy!
Not of my soul. Captain of myself, that is. Why do I refer to myself as the captain? Well, it's a name that was given to me, as all nicknames should. Some people are like, you call yourself the captain. Well, I do, but, like, it was given to me. I kind of earned it.
You were not the first to call yourself the captain.
Yeah, it's true. So, anyway, it is Free Talk Live. We're here in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about all sorts of things tonight, but I wanted to circle back to this guy with the restaurant in Michigan where he was shut down because the state said, hey, COVID, you can't be open for business. People can't come in and sit down and enjoy dinner at your restaurant. Basically, you're out of business. And so he went, ding, I have an idea. Little light bulb appeared above his head, and he said, I will open this drive-through window that hasn't been used in years and still offer to cook things for people. They can just come pick it up through the drive-through window on a to-go basis. And his business was saved. That is, until the government came in and said, hey, man, you're in violation of code because the 200... Was it feet? 200 feet of space needed to comply with code, and your drive-through isn't being met, even though it's not causing any harm or disruption to traffic or anybody else's business. And that 200 feet was completely within his own parking lot. They still said no, it's not up to code because your drive-through window was closed, and you know, for years, I guess, and then now it's reopened. So everybody else in the neighborhood who has a drive-through is free to operate the drive-throughs, except you, because yours was closed for a period of time, and we can't grandfather you in. Now you must meet the new requirements. So this guy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, wow, that is an innovative solution to adapt to a changing circumstance, and we just can't let you do that. See, we're trying to destroy all of the businesses here by making them follow an infinite set of rules, and you aren't complying with that, so no.
So within all of this, apparently last month, the owner, Balteras, applied for a zoning variance in an effort to legalize his drive-thru. In his application, he argues that he always thought he'd be allowed to use the drive-thru window, given that the prior owners had done so, and the owners before them had also done so. He also says that outside of the Cinco de Mayo rush, his restaurant, Taco Boy, never has enough cars to actually need 200 feet of stacking space. None of those arguments, of course, proved convincing for Mount Pleasant's Zoning Board of Appeals, which voted unanimously to deny Balteras' request for variance on December 15th.
I just don't get what they get out of this. Like, what do they get out of ruining this guy's life? Like, do they, is that...
Power. I mean,
I just don't understand.
They're just doing their jobs. Nikki.
Well, I mean, you're defying our regulations and our bureaucracy. We came up with these rules, and it doesn't matter if they make sense. You have to follow them because that's what our civilization is.
Nikki, if you don't like it, you should do something like join the organization and try and change it from the inside.
Yeah, because that always works.
Yeah.
It never works. Kench says there are few narrow criteria that would have allowed the board to grant a variance, most of which have to do with the actual shape or topography of the property in question. Balteras didn't meet those criteria, nor were his arguments about economic hardship convincing enough. It'll surely have an impact, but I'd remind you, he's been in operation without it for a number of years. It can't be so general that you don't want to have 200 feet of stacking space, Kench says. Having had his variance request rejected by the zoning board, Balteras does have the option of petitioning the circuit court to rehear the case, which he is considering. Kench says Balteras has other options to facilitate his takeout business, including designating parking spaces for people waiting on orders, partnering with delivery app companies, which of course take a fee,
yeah,
or potentially reconfiguring the back portion of his lot to accommodate the 200 feet of stacking space, which that can't be cheap.
Right.
Right, to just reconstruct your parking lot.
I'm not sure if the article's going to touch upon this, but I'm wondering if he's allowed to have dine-in seating again.
The article does not touch on that.
Because then I guess he wouldn't need the drive-through, but it's still kind of just the principle of it, that they're just going out of their way. Like, there's no reason why this man can't safely run this drive-through without bothering anybody, but just for some reason they're just picking on him because he's not following these stupid codes to a T.
Yeah. Balteras still contends that the costs of shutting down the current window plus the $10,000 he says he spent addressing other code issues on his property are a real threat to his business. This is my livelihood. This is my employees' livelihood, he says. When a small independent business takes a hit like that, it is hard to survive.
And one of the things that bugs me about this is I don't see any way of ending up in a different situation. I mean, like, the kind of person who tends to want the job of being an officious bureaucrat is going to be the same kind of person. So, I mean, even if, like, oh, well, this particular group of bureaucrats is doing a terrible job, we need to replace them with another set of bureaucrats. But, I mean, the personality type that's going to be attracted to that sort of work is going to be the same kind of personality that likes everyone to follow the minutia of every letter of every regulation.
Yeah, I think maybe we start a movement. Fire the government.
I'm down.
Amen.
I never thought about putting those two words together before, three words, I guess, fire the government. I can't count.
Has a nice ring to it, though.
It does.
But it certainly, puts my sentiments in a quick and easy-to-grasp phrase, fire the government. What they're doing to this guy is just wrong. It's just completely wrong. Nobody's being harmed. Nobody's property is being damaged. It's not affecting, it's not even interfering with traffic. It's not affecting any of the other businesses around him in any way, shape, or form. Other businesses in the immediate area are doing the same thing, right? Also not in compliance with the new code, right? So, in my opinion,
they didn't focus on internal dining and kept their windows open, they're allowed to be grandfathered in. And what I hate about this the most is not this exact thing. Because, I mean, if it was just this one little thing, I mean, it's kind of a little thing. I mean, not to this person,
sure.
Not the person whose business this is, but, like, you know, on a societal level, this is just one little thing. But it's emblematic of a million, million tiny, stupid little paper cuts that we're getting from having to follow the letter of law when no one is being harmed.
Yeah. Some of our listeners might be out there, especially if you're a new listener, maybe you just tuned in tonight to this program, you might think to yourself, well, you're just taking a fringe case out of the news and treating that as if it's the way it is. No, this isn't the first type of this type of thing that we've ever covered here on Free Talk Live by a large margin. I mean, we just pull out the ones that we think are going to be the most impactful for you to hear, for us to discuss, and for callers to opine on when it comes to the state of freedom in society today. And this one, you were right, it is emblematic. This is a fine example of the nuisance of bureaucracy when people who contributed nothing to this man's business in any way, shape, or form, they didn't help it grow, they didn't help it become, they, in fact, to his detriment, have shut him down, right, are doing nothing. And now they're saying that he can't have this drive-in window because of something, some words on a piece of paper.
Yeah, and I mean, if you get to the deepest level of this, the claim is you are government property. I mean, that's fundamentally the idea here is, well, why do I have to do what you tell me? Well, because we're the government, and you belong to us. If you make a business, that's our business, and we get to tell you what to do with it.
And that's truly the worst part, because it's just so tough, and really the only thing you can do is not comply. And then after that, you know, they come after people, and it's not always an easy thing to do, but...
In his case, if I were him, I would not comply. I would put up cameras, if they're not up already. I mean, usually drive-thrus have this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I'd put up cameras and a DVR and all that kind of a thing and, you know, just continue to operate. Well, and then when they come to shut them down, film it.
And that takes moral courage. The fact of the matter is, it is an extraordinary person who is willing to have the courage to stand up to these bullies when they're enforcing their will for no good reason.
And we could use a lot more of that in society today. We are out of time. If you missed any part of tonight's program, you can catch the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and peace.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.